How are you, Denny?
Morning, gents. I'm very well. I'm fresh off quite a fiery and interesting 100% footy last night with Gus and Paul Gallen and James Bracey.
Yes, Gus. Pondering. I feel like this hasn't been the first time as well, that maybe not from Gus, but you know, whether Latrell Mitchell, whether his heart's really into playing, Denny.
Well, that's what Gus was raising, and I found it quite interesting where he is questioning whether Latrell Mitchell actually wants to play rugby league. And now that's, you know, quite a big thing to consider. He certainly doesn't appear happy at the moment, does he? Like, hasn't appeared that way for, you know, the last few weeks at least. And the acts of foul play, probably a couple of them in recent weeks, particularly on the weekend, indicate that his mind can't be clear at the moment, can it? If he's doing those sorts of things, you know, I'm not someone to criticise a player because I've never played the game, but from an observer, if you're focused and I guess got the right mentality, you're not doing those things, are you?
No. I think, like,
Denny, I'm sorry, Lord.
No, you go, Pop.
I was just going to say, Denny, I'm confused about the whole Latrell thing, because before the start of the season, and even in Vegas, all I heard was Latrell's looking as fit as he's ever looked. He's so happy. He did Fox show, and all of the commentators were saying, mate, he's in great spirits. So I it can't be about anything more than he's just not playing the footy that's expected. And Loz said it earlier this morning. What happened on the weekend was just frustration. I reckon he's just frustrated with his own game at the moment.
Yeah, and then you probably throw in the radio thing as well, where he clearly knew. These are all acts of, I don't know, acts of anger, acts of some sort of defiance, aren't they?
Denny, we'll have to sort your phone line out there. Denny, sounds like you're in a howling breeze there, down on the promenade, perhaps in Bondi.
Sounds like you're in India with me.
We'll sort Denny's line out shortly. But yeah, I'll just give you some of the direct quotes on 100% footy last night from Gus. So he said, has anyone ever sat Latrell down and said, do you really want to play this game? Are you really in love with this game? Do you love the hard work? Do you love the discipline? Do you love your teammates? Do you love the club? Or is it just, I'll do it because I'm good at it, but I'll do it my own way? Gus was pondering. Has someone actually sat him down and said, if you had a chance to walk away, would you go? I reckon he would. I reckon he will. I don't see that he's in love with it at all.
Where's he going to go, Middo? That's the other thing. Some of us don't have any other choice. Like, some of us, this is all we've got. This is the only thing we're good at. Like, there was days I hated cricket training, let me tell you. There was days I hated pre-season. There was days I hated running laps until you spewed. Like, there's parts of everything that everyone does that you might love. You don't wake up every single day and love, you know, every day playing the sport that you're good at. What else is Latrell going to do if he's not playing footy? Like, I'm sure he's got a mortgage. I'm sure he's got family. I'm sure he's got he's got to support his life as well. Like, he doesn't necessarily need to love it. He needs to want to do it because of whatever reasons come to his mind. But I don't understand the question around, does he love it? Do you love coming to radio at 3:30 every morning, Mitter?
I know. I love it when I see you and Loz, though.
He's just got to have a reason to want to play. Like, he doesn't have to, I don't know. I just feel like there's this theory around, oh, you know, you love every single day of your life. And I understand the people that haven't played sport at the highest level. They sit back and say, yeah, you get paid great money. And I understand you do love parts of it, but you also hate parts. Well, there's days you might have a bad day. Like, I just feel like, you know, it doesn't. Andre Agassi sounds like he did not love tennis one bit, but he knew it was all he was good at.
We got you back there, Denny.
Come back. Sorry about that.
All good.
Must have been the hot air that I was you know, coming out of my wherever. I think that, yeah, I think Pat makes a lot of good points. That he has got a mortgage. I mean, he's got to make a living. So I guess he's got to play football. But whether it's, you know, he's got to show it's his passion, I guess, doesn't he? And that what he really wants to do. And I think there's a meeting this morning, or today rather, with Latrell and his agent. And yes, they're saying it was, you know, planned for a long time and whatever. I don't know whether it's a meeting to, I don't think it's to chastise him. It might just more to be to see where he's at, you know, see what, and maybe talk about what the club actually does need from him. And I think there's a lot of meetings going on at South at the moment. You know, nobody's really happy and they can't seem to get it right. And, you know, there's all the talk is about Jason Demetriou's future and he's got one game to do something. And, you know, I don't know what one game does though now. That's what I'm trying to get my head around. He's got, you know, 80 minutes to save his job, but what if they then lose four in a row after that? What does that mean, you know? It's all hard to actually work out. I spoke to Jason briefly yesterday, had a few text exchanges, and he said to me that he's had no meeting with, you know, Blake Solly, or no conversation with Blake Solly where he's been told that, you know, he's got 80 minutes to save his career. So you'd think that if that's in the wind, or he'd be told about that. But all the drums are beating that this is it. I think that the amount of information that's being put out there about either Jason's coaching or relationships within the club and that kind of thing indicate to me that they're getting the media ready, hence the public ready for, you know, some sort of change. It just feels like it's been set up for that, the way it's all transpiring. And I'll be fascinated to see how the next week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks pans out. Because, you know, Jason Demetriou is a realist. He knew that, you know, he was coming into this season under a lot of pressure after the Sam Burgess situation and the walkout. And right now, Sam Burgess looks smart, doesn't he? He looks like, you know, he was speaking a lot of truth, or saying a lot of truth that the club didn't necessarily want to hear. And I guess it's going to be up to the playing group to show the club and to show the coach whether they really want him to swing.
Well, if he doesn't survive, then Denny, the obvious person is sort of standing there in front of us, I think, in Wayne Bennett. He's off contract at the end of this season with the Dolphins. Is he the bloke that would fit the bill perfectly and save South Sydney?
Well, Laurie, I mean, that's been suggested by many people, and I suggested again last night on 100% Footy, and Gus, you know, howled me down for it. He says just he's Wayne Bennett doesn't want to come back here, so I don't know whether that's right or not, but you'd think that, you know, look, the obvious person in the long term would be Sam Burgess, but from what I understand, Sam Burgess wants to honour his contract with Warrington, and Warrington are trying to make moves now to extend Sam's stay there because they're so impressed with what he's doing. Whether he does that or not, I'm not sure, but, you know, indications are that Sam probably wants to see out that deal, and I guess that makes a bit of sense, because if Sam Burgess was to come back, I think there'd be major changes to the roster and the way that South do things, and that's quite an expensive exercise, and I don't know how it would take a serious sit down with Latrell to work things out between him and Sam, because I don't think that's happened yet. And so I think that, yeah, Wayne Bennett probably makes the most sense, because he'll be a free agent. You know, Wayne would have to consider whether he'd want to come back down to Sydney, if he'd want to work with the same group, whether he saw value in that group, whether he saw an upside to, you know, Wayne's not going to come there to get the same sort of results that they're getting at the moment. So he'd have to work out whether he feels that he could get the best out of the players there, because I don't know how much the South Sydney roster can change. So, you know, toss $1 million at Wayne, he'd probably be interested. But I tried to reach out to Wayne yesterday. I put it to him whether he wanted to come back to Sydney and coach South, and I got donuts. Zero. You know, he acknowledged it. He said, yeah, thank you. He said, thank you, I got your message. Then I wrote back, well, how about, can you answer my question about it? And I haven't heard back. So I'm getting zippity-doo-dah.
And last week, Daddy, you went to Moree, of course, and saw, you know, that other great side where you see the impact that people like Latrell Mitchell and Cody Walker have in the community and what they're doing in places like Moree to, you know, help a youth there ensure they don't go down on the wrong path.
Yeah, I don't know whether people want to hear about this. You know, I don't know whether they want to. I don't know whether people want to acknowledge that Latrell does a lot of good stuff. Not just, you know, he's more than a footballer. I don't know if they want to hear that he, you know, that when he walks into a community, he is like, it's like a some sort of god or like a Pied Piper or something. The kids just run around and they all want to hang around and talk to him and, you know, touch him and get his autograph or get an autograph or a selfie. And the stuff that he does, like I got to witness it firsthand in Moree, and he goes, he didn't want to really talk to me or promote this in a media sense, because he wanted to, his aim there was connect with the kids, show his face, help with the police. He didn't want to stand there and talk about himself and wrap himself to me or, you know, in a media sense. But he did so at the urging of Peter Volandis, who flew him up there with Andrew Abdo in a private jet, along with Cody Walker. Cody he's far more willing to talk about these things, and I guess because he doesn't have quite the same spotlight that Latrell's under. But yeah, people to see it firsthand. I've seen him before, Laurie, with you in the Indigenous camps, and the popularity of the bloke is amazing. It's amazing. I haven't seen much like him.
No, he's certainly a popular character, and he's a guy that does a lot of good in Indigenous communities. But a lot of people want to see Latrell play his best football on the field. And
well, Laurie, what do you think of Gus's comments? I mean, are you worried he's going to walk away? You know him reasonably well, and you know you probably have a better understanding than a lot of people of Latrell.
It wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me. But what I will say, he looks like he's playing with frustration at the moment, and while he gets to miss the next couple of games, that could be a good thing for him. You know, stay out of the spotlight, freshen up, come back in a lot better headspace, and hopefully in that period of time, you know, the coaching staff have sat down with him and spoken about, mate, do you want to become the best fullback in the game? Because if you do, we'll work with you, and this is what you got to do. If you want to be the best footballer or the best fullback in the game, X, Y, and Z. And that's what we need from you. Now, it's okay if you don't, because we've got the option, we can move you to the centres. But for you and for us to win a competition, we think we need you at fullback, but this is what we need from you. And if we can't get it from you, we've got to move you.
Is it too strong to say that he's at a crossroads, Laurie?
Well, I think
he is as a fullback. Crossroads
as a fullback. I think.
Yep.
I think with Latrell, just looking at him at the moment, I think yep, he is frustrated. I think there's certainly a footballer in there that's playing nowhere near his potential. He's not doing what's required of him as a fullback at this stage. And it needs to be pointed out to him that if we're going to keep you in this position, then we need you to do this for us. If you can't, then we have to find you another position. And he can do it. That's the thing. He can do it, but he's got to want to do it, and he's got to show that desire. But I get back to, he's the highest profile player on that team, and with that comes responsibility and the spotlight being on you. But there's other people in the team as well. And there's other reasons why they're not performing well, you know. But he's the storyline. There's no getting away from that. There's no getting away from Latrell's the storyline. He's the biggest personality in the team. He's got to come back and he's got to show that he loves football through his actions and have that excitement about his game and do the little things well. If he doesn't, then it's time to sit down with him and say, mate, your days as fullback might be numbered and we might have to make some changes and you might have to move out to the centres.
The concern is, Laurie, that internally, like I told you about noises coming out about the coach and people willing to say a few things that they haven't been willing to say before. And the other concern that is that the same, I guess there's a real love and protection for Latrell from a lot of people at South, but I get the distinct feeling that some of that is now not as strong as it was. And that is a worry when, you know, when things sort of start to change internally, that can really go quickly, you know what I mean? Like you can like they've supported someone for a long time, and if that starts to sort of diminish or change, that's when you could see other changes as well.
Yeah. Now, just
I think you've got to change as a player as well. Sorry, Mick. I think, like, again, what I don't think anyone wants to see is, okay, Latrell's out suspended. So what we've seen in the past is he goes back to his family or Tyree and has some time away from the game and then he comes back with a smile on his face. But that might be what's best for Latrell, but is that what's best for the team? Like, I think Souths need to stop doing what's best for Latrell. Start doing what's best for the team. That's what they need. You can have all the individual brilliance that you want, but if you're not playing well as a team, you're not going to win games in any sport.
Now, as far as on the park is concerned, Denny, wild game there last Friday night at Accor Stadium. And the Bulldogs, well, they nearly blew it, didn't they, against the Roosters?
It was bizarre. Like, it was just a bizarre game. Like, look, first of all, I want to say credit to the Bulldogs because that first half was the best first half I've seen them play for quite a while, for years probably. And yes, they weren't great in the second half, but they had a lot of people going down with injuries, broken bones, etc., etc. But I think the storyline that the South situation and has really sort of taken over, and also the Canterbury win, was the Roosters losing to Canterbury. I mean, that's pretty bad for the Roosters. Mm. And I feel like, yeah, that has been really lost in a lot of the other drama that's gone on. You know, the Roosters again. I think I tipped them last year, or you know, to be grand finalists, and I thought they were pretty ordinary for most of the year, and they haven't been fantastic apart from against South, who we know that they're not firing. I think that was a real worry, that loss, the discipline, and you know, I think they've been lucky to escape some of the scrutiny that, you know, Souths are under, or Parramatta's under, or whoever else. You know, I think they need to improve, otherwise they become a watch.
Have to leave it there, mate. Thanks so much.
Sorry about the phone line.
All good. Thank you.